The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Time now for Kids Talk. The boys and girls from Bunskull Creche 3 in Turner's Cross in Cork talk about the budget.
The boys and girls from Bunskull Creche 3, Turner's Cross, Cork talk about the budget.
I would use the money to make a bit more playgrounds and to like do up some parks because I think that would be nice.
Spend the money on like fixing up like the bike lanes and some of the footpaths and maybe like fixing up some of the old buildings.
Tell us, what is the budget?
The budget is every year the government get tax money and they decide what they're going to spend it on.
There's a load of empty buildings around the city that nothing's being done with. They're empty for years and we're short on accommodation at the moment, so the money, you could do up the buildings and make homeless shelters, and also you could just be divided and given back to the citizens of Ireland.
I'm sure like we could just like make the town more functional and pleasing to the eye, and what's remainder we could hand out to the public.
I think the money could go into infrastructure like hospitals and schools. And generally fixing up the city. Cork City, yes. The rest of Ireland as well.
Maybe we should add a bit more windmills.
Have some windmills.
Yeah, I think that would be very nice.
When should the general election be?
I would like it to be after Christmas, like a while after Christmas, because I don't want any voting signs up around Christmas. Christmas is just a lovely time, so definitely after Christmas.
So you don't want the posters up?
No. When I saw the posters up a while ago, there was just so many everywhere you looked, and it kind of just annoyed me.
Most people don't put their decorations up on like the 5th of October. They usually wait until like a week before Halloween.
And you don't want the election to interrupt Halloween?
Not really, because if there's like a poster up, like I have multiple like poles going around like where I live, and there are always posters up there, and it's just kind of annoying to see because they're up in front of people's houses. And for Halloween, sometimes people will just like get a roll of like toilet paper with scribbles on it and just like throw it up over the sign.
How would you spend the 14 billion Apple tax?
At the moment, Ireland's in need of more schools for children with autism. They're quite short and all the schools that they do have are really overpopulated, so it's really hard to get into them. And also I'd make more football clubs for the League of Ireland.
More football clubs for the League of Ireland? So like build more football clubs?
Yeah, like stadiums and that, and because there's a lot more people that want to get in it, and it's a pretty small league, so we could make it a more supported worldwide league.
How would you spend the 14 billion Apple tax?
So first I would build more children's hospitals to keep less children on a waiting list.
And I think the soccer resources for the national Irish team is kind of scarce, so we could develop more resources for them.
Helping like the public or bettering society.
Maybe make more libraries because there's not that much around here.
Give schools more school equipment.
Making wages higher.
Maybe for like the refugees that come, make more like refugee camps.
Build more schools.
Build more schools?
Yeah.
I think as time goes on, we could just develop more and more things as the public demand them.
I would make more children's hospitals with the money.
Build another children's hospital?
Yes.
I would add more rooms to the hospital so the people wouldn't have to wait longer and it would be way easier for them.
I think it would be a good idea to build like more mixed schools or like ones that don't have uniforms, because I do know that they're already building one that doesn't have a uniform. But I'd say that waiting list is already through the roof. Most kids, for the parents it is easier if they have uniforms, but for the kids it's just a bit boring and kind of annoying, because sometimes like in secondary school, for example, you can really only wear your tracksuit if you're doing PE, and then you have to wear like an itchy jumper and stuff.
And you don't like wearing an itchy jumper?
No, I threw out my uniform. I didn't even buy one this year because I just never wear it.
So just tracksuits all the way?
Yeah.
And do you think when you become an adult you wear a tracksuit too?
I'll probably not wear a tracksuit like every day, but I'll probably just wear like something slightly more comfortable than a school pinafore.
I would add more recreational things around Ireland, like basketball courts and swimming pools.
Most people tend to focus on like the actual like main city.
As in Dublin?
No, not Dublin, as in like the city centre in Cork and stuff. But I think it would be a good idea to direct more of our attention to like West Cork and stuff, because there's just some things over there that just need fixing. I go down almost every summer to visit like my aunts and stuff. And the roads down there are kind of windy and they're overgrown, and they were complaining that it's very hard to see when people are coming around the bend because the country roads are always very bendy and they're overgrown because no one really pays attention to them. And it's very annoying because you always have to be really careful when you're coming out of bends and stuff, because you don't want to get hit by another car.
If you were the Taoiseach, what would you do?
I would make some of the stuff in the shops a bit cheaper, because I think they are very expensive.
The inflation rates are really high and everything's getting way more expensive, and stuff in the packet is getting way less, like it's weighing way less in the packet. So I think that everything should come down in price, and the things that were at a normal size have gone down, so I think they should go back up to their normal size.
Repairing all the architecture, just making the town look nice. But I think also there's like not enough like costume or cosplay departments either.
I would lower the tax rates so that everyone would get more money.
I would maybe do this kind of festival in the town where it's like a culture day for everyone, and everyone gets to like bring their own type of food and it's just a really nice day to respect cultures.
Photograph cameras on the stoplights for when if you speed through a red light, they take a picture of your license plate so the police know who did it.
I'd hire financial advisors to advise the government on the way we spend money. Like, people spent 1.36 million on a printer that couldn't fit in the doll, and that's just absurd.
So that's a lot of money on a printer.
Yeah, definitely.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.